Fan Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or are not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, today we have an amazing guest, Alicia from Everreal. Say hello, Alicia.
What's going on?
What?
How's everybody doing?
Hello, yeah. Alicia.
Yes.
Good to be here.
And we also have John in the house.
Hello, everybody.
All right. So, Alicia, tell me about your band.
We are Everreal. So, we hail from the outskirts of Mission, BC. Actually, we come from, you know, Maple Ridge, Mission, Burnaby, a few different places. We come together and we formed a metal symphonic music band.
Yeah, and I love your voice.
Thank you so much.
It is amazing. And for those of you who want to hear it live, you guys have a show coming up. Tell us about it.
So we're going to be headlining the show at the Roxy this Saturday, September 16th. We go on, I believe, at around 8:30 p.m. So be there, and we'd love to see you.
Can I add something to that?
Yes. Of course.
Any fans out there who are listening to Alicia tonight, I have a little contest going on, and the first three fans of either Everreal or
Heathen Sins, yep.
They have to come up to me. No one's going to tell them who I am. And if the first three people that come up to me say, "Are you John in the house?" I'll give them a $20 voucher, like it's Roxy dollars.
Roxy so bucks,
like,
yeah.
Three beers with it. But anyways, that's a little contest.
The stuff's expensive now. You need all the help you can get, right?
Yeah. So
have a good time.
The establishment there, the general manager, he got to know me and know what I do in radio. And I put shows on there in the past. So he gave me $100 worth of Roxy dollars to promote the bands that are there that I know and to get some.
So three fans. So that's only $60. Are you keeping the rest for yourself?
No. I have $60, $20 to each fan. And they have to be a fan of you or Heathen Sins. They can't be to someone who knows me.
Yeah.
That's the
deal, yes.
Yeah. So come on and support
local
Everreal
music. Yep, Everreal and Heathen Sins
on Saturday,
September 16th at the Roxy Cabaret downtown, y'all. Okay, and tell me about one of your favorite songs.
That we perform?
Yes.
Yeah. So I'll give you two because one of them, okay, we do Evanescence. Mm-hmm. And a crowd favorite would be definitely Bring Me to Life because everyone knows that song. But actually one of my most favorite songs to perform is Haunted by them.
Oh, yes.
It really gets me in the mood and it really is gets me to rock out. Awesome. Quite a bit. So that one's really nice. In terms of one of ours, mm-hmm. actually, to perform, I would have to say Anger. But Veil is a surprising one because we don't actually play it quite often.
Mm-hmm.
But when we do, I just love performing it. It's got a really weird time signature.
Oh, yes.
And it's just really fun to play and sing.
Okay, awesome. We'll play The Veil after this one called Falling Down. Tell mm-hmm. me about this one.
Yeah, so I wrote it for everyone over the age of 35. You're falling down.
Okay.
That's my little dad joke for the day.
All right.
it's more about addiction.
Mm.
You know, because I think we either have been touched somehow with addiction and in some ways in our lives, either by our own person or someone close to us.
Yes.
We've all been affected by it. So that's a song that's close to my heart and also, oddly enough, really fun to perform.
Perfect. Yeah. Right here on CJSF.
Thinking about
And we're back, and that was Veil. And this was with the original singer, Stephanie Newfield. Tell me about her.
Yeah, so she started out with Every Veil as the original singer, and I got the opportunity to actually take over, you know, about five, six years ago, and here we are.
Yeah, amazing. Okay, so if you love metal, we're going to get to a break. We're going to promote. We have a metal show here on CJSF called Metal Meltdown, and then after that, John has some announcements.
Is that a normal part of your singing?
That's the way I've always sung. This is my song.
Are there subliminal duets?
Absolutely not.
The Metal Meltdown, a show that brings you melody-driven heavy metal from around the world. Melting your ears every Monday night from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Hello, this is John and House's entertainment file for What Is On in Vancouver. Today, Friday the 15th, or tomorrow, Friday the 15th, SFU and the Simon Fraser Student Society and CJSF are putting on an event called Street Fest. So come on down up to the upper campus and come and hear some great DJs. And there's some food vendors and stuff out there too. So come on out. That's Friday. And it's also on Saturday, the 16th. Saturday, 16th at the Roxy is a metal show, Everell, with Heathen Sins. Also on Saturday the 16th at the Crescent Beach Legion, Branch 240, is Chris Charlton's Bordertown Bandits album release. Tickets are at the door, and it gives you a free CD. So go on and support local music in White Rock. On September the 15th, there's a new open mic every second Monday at the Red Drum Records store in Surrey, BC, at the corner of 20th Avenue and 152nd. And that is put on by a local music producer, 5 Feet Under Studios, 5feetunderstudios.com. Go check them out for local singer-songwriters and maybe some bands. Well, on Wham Bam East Van show coming up on September 21st, we have a telephone interview with Art Bergman. He's an Order of Canada recipient and also an author and a musician from Vancouver's iconic punk scene back in the late 1970s, early 80s. So that's going to be a really good show coming up. Put that on your calendar. He's having a show at the Rickshaw and releasing his book launch, A Longest Suicide. So that's Friday, September the 28th. On the 28th of September, that's 2 weeks from now, on our show, we have a local singer-songwriter, Annika C. She has a new song she's going to release, and she'll be in the studio for an interview. So check our shows out the September 21st and the 28th. Thank you. This is John in the House.
Yay, John in the House. And let's play some Heathen Sins right now. Here's Darkness Falls on CJSF. Yeah, baby.
Thank you.
All right, and we are back. And guess
this band?
Guess who we have on the phone? Hello, Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Say hi, Steve.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Oh, good. So what are you doing? Where are you?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm up the Howe Sound.
Yep.
I'm at Porto Cove sitting on the waterfront.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Oh, beautiful. I love that part of the world.
It's pretty awesome.
Yes, and I want to talk about that. You also do videos as well, is that correct?
Yeah, kind of a jack of all trades. Not by choice, but...
I'm giggling because it's true.
Yeah, no, it's great. I think it's great because I saw one
of
your... Those
kinds of things are really expensive, so I had to learn how to do them.
Learn how to do them, and so we kind of learn how to do things as well. And you did a video with Metal Army?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I just went out to one of their live shows and set up some cameras for them.
Amazing. Okay, and tell everyone what you do for Everreal.
Why don't we talk about what I don't do?
Yeah, it's a shorter list.
Sure.
So, yeah, I don't sing.
You don't sing? Okay.
I kind of do in my car, but... no, but... I pretty much write all the music and orchestrate everything, and then... Alicia and I work, like she usually puts together a lot of the lyrics and a lot of the melodies, and then we feed off each other and kind of go back and forth and critique each other to get the songs cohesive and to a place where we kind of both agree and we like them,
mm-hmm.
kind of settle on them.
Amazing, yes. And you've been doing music for a long time. I saw a post that in grade 5 you've been like practicing. Is it guitar?
Yeah, I started when I was 8. So mm-hmm. I did classical guitar, I guess from lessons from 8 till I was about 17. And I did conservatory and I went to college. And then at some point, I just kind of left the music scene in the 90s,
mm-hmm.
Just to pursue, you know, more of a full-time regular type of job. And and then some opportunity arose a little bit later on where a band that I had started in high school, I guess, you know, we had disbanded and our drummer had passed away and
Sorry,
I posted some of our videos. Posted some of the videos online, they took off, and all of a sudden we got a bunch of interest in Europe, and that's sort of what re-sparked everything and sort of me doing music again and then eventually created Everreal.
Yeah, and that is so amazing that I know you're on the airwaves right now, but you're actually also in airlines. Everreal is playing in airlines there. Like, you got like the best of female fronted symphonic metal in the air. Is it Lufthansa? Swiss Airline?
Yeah, the Lufthansa Group, yeah.
Lufthansa, yeah, Australian Airline and Eurowings. We'll be playing Everreal if you're like traveling and you just happen to listen to some music.
Yeah, super cool. I didn't know they had that type of option on those flights, but I think they're a little more open-minded over there than we are here in Canada.
Right. Awesome. And then I also posted, because you're a musician, you have all these pedals and you got your favorite one called Tube Screamer.
Yeah. It's funny because musicians are very fickle about their equipment.
Right.
So I was trying to get a consensus out there on what people are using because the old school guys versus the new school guys.
That's right. And talking about old school, new school, we're going to play a Britney Spears cover. And was this one of your picks, Alicia?
Yeah, I talked the band into it. At first, they weren't too crazy about doing it, but I persisted. And
yes.
Here we are today. And it's actually one of our biggest, you know, crowd hits, crowd pleasing hits. So when we do it live, we have our own spin on it. It's a great song. I love Britney, and that's, yeah.
Yeah, so, Steve, are you a Britney fan now?
Well, I always sort of respected it, but and it was funny when Alicia brought it forward, I was like, you crazy. But I thought, you know what, I'll give it a serious listen, and I had to listen to it, and I was like, that's got a pretty cool groove to it. I wonder how that would work on guitar.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I started playing it on guitar, and then I told the other two guys in the band, and they said, and I don't want to say exactly what they said, but they basically said, screw you guys. And so they listened to my reworked version, and they went, holy crap, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then they agreed with us, so.
Well, thank you so much, Steve, for joining us today, and we're going to get to this Britney cover. What's it called?
Give Me More.
Oh.
It's Britney, bitch.
Thank you, Steve.